Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose, and I'm happy to be here with you. Happy Halloween. Happy All Hallowed Eve. If you are connecting with me live, then I'm glad you're here. And if you're listening later, I'm glad you're listening in. 1-202-570-7057 if you want to have a conversation with me. Otherwise, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts for today. And if you want to connect with me, I'm on Facebook under Cynthia Rose Medium. I am on Twitter under Cynthia Rose Mead, M-E-D. And you can find me on Instagram under Cynthia Rose Medium. And I'd love it if you'd subscribe to any of these. And also my YouTube channel, trying to build up listeners so I can have my own name. So you can find me under Cynthia Rose Medium. However, there's a whole bunch of numbers because you need a certain number. So I'd love it if you'd subscribe. So looking forward to connect with you. Brennan's also in the Cynthia Rose Medium group. Should you be shy and want to post a question privately in there. Okay, so I'm happy Halloween. It's an interesting time, Halloween. Everybody has their own interpretation of what it is. For a lot of people, it seems that Halloween is a chance to let go, let loose, wear an outfit they've never worn before. And perhaps Halloween is a chance to stretch your perception of yourself, wear something you'd never wear. And I know some people, they wait all year for this holiday, and I think it's because we tend to keep ourselves limited perception of ourselves. And you know, the soul, the spirit doesn't have a limited perception. So it becomes a chance for a freedom that we really truly are seeking. I, however, have a birthday a couple of days before Halloween, so I grew up having birthday parties that were dress-up parties. I got my fill of Halloween costumes, and then I also had some time doing singing telegrams. And let me tell you, when you're dressed up as a chicken and walk into a fancy restaurant, and you've got to deliver a personal message, not just sing a song, you really can't take yourself too seriously. And you really have to learn to, you're just there bringing joy to another person. Forget what you're wearing. It really is a humbling experience. That's what I'll say. It's a humbling experience. So, and contrary to what some people don't realize is that I am not an extrovert. So I'm actually pretty shy. So, but I trust spirit. I come today with a connection from spirit, and I reach up into that, what we might call higher place, which is really some kind of illusion of how we place things. But it ties right into what I want to talk about today. So today I decided that we would talk about time and spirituality. And I don't have something pre-written on this. It's just something that's going to flow out of me. I just felt called to talk about Halloween and time and spirituality. So we've talked a little bit about Halloween and how that can bring something out of us, and that will probably be a thread throughout this show. But first, let's talk about time. We all have a perception of time, and sometimes we might say, I don't have time, I need more time, I wish there was time for, and you know, we give time, the concept of time, an awful lot of power. It actually can drain our vibration and drain our energy field in a very subtle way, because everything is vibration. And our concept of time, we're putting a vibration on that. So when we have this idea that we don't have time for something, it's like shining a light on, okay, I don't have time for anything. Boy, that creates a lot of stress within us, even if we don't notice it. You know, the sun can be shining and we don't notice it. So it creates a stress. I know, because I'm a master at having done this. And so I've lived through this and I've played with this. And I believe that time is elastic. So I remember being young in my, well, I'm still young, but in my 20s, I can remember just life being very, very busy. And I had that concept that there was no time for so many things. And I didn't have the belief that was governing my life. But I did have the fortitude to decide to play with time. And you know, I kind of blew my mind a little bit, because I can remember, okay, it always takes 20 minutes to drive from here to here. And I was not a crazy speeder, so, you know, that wasn't something I would consider. But I thought, I wonder if time's elastic, then somehow I should be able to get from point A to point B in a different amount of time. And I used to play with that. And, you know, I surprised myself. Oh, I caught somewhere that always took 20 minutes, and I got there in 12 minutes. Who knew? Like, can I explain it? Not really. But having pondered and gone through playing with this over the years, perhaps because everything is vibration, my perception of time was somehow able to change time. Interesting thought, isn't it? So, time is really a human mind construct. Time doesn't really exist anywhere except in our minds, when you think about it. Because we think of life as in past, present, future. And how much power do we put into the past? And how much of our vibration is in the present? And how much is in the future? If we live in the past, then it's hard to create a future, isn't it? Because we're in the past. But if you think about this for a moment, if we have so much about our past, then it's really happening right now. If we see ourselves as the way we've been all the time, then that past, those past memories can be happening all right now. So they aren't really the past, because they're happening now. And if we see our best selves or how we want to be and we embrace it in the future, then it is in a way always out of our grasp, because it's something coming. I don't know if you can remember when you're, well, let's just go to Halloween, because we've got the holiday of Halloween. Do you remember as a child Halloween coming? If you had excitement, didn't time seem to take longer? Like the week before Halloween took longer, perhaps, than all the weeks before? Just like the week before Christmas, as opposed to, or even the night before? Time is a human mind construct. So we can live from a place of time moving too fast or too slow simply by the way we perceive time. Now, I know Brendan would remember this because he's a Trekkie, but But the idea of affecting, for you Trekkies out there, affecting something just by perceiving it, or the rule. I just can't think of it right now. So we might even have to have you call in, Brendan, and talk about that, because I can't remember that. But it's just coming to me right now, that idea that that's been proven in science, that just perceiving something actually changes the outcome. And we're getting into some pretty technical physics here, and I'm boiling it down to just the layman's, hey, this fits in, this works. So where we are right now in time, we could think, you can fill in these blanks. I used to blank. So I used to worry. Well, if you say I used to, you actually brought that a little bit into present time. Or I always forget my keys is kind of programming it into now. Or I wish is still placing it away from you. But you could say I now always remember. I now have my keys with me. I always remember. I am here now. Our language actually affects our perception of time, interestingly enough. So I'm going to encourage you to perhaps pay attention to how you perceive time and play with it. Do you know, spiritual growth, personal evolution always happens best in a playful mode. When we get so serious, we can miss the magic of our ability to create. So thinking about Halloween is a time construct as well. So one thing I do love, I'm not actually a fan of Halloween about ghosts and goblins and all that stuff. It's maybe because I've seen so much of it, having a birthday near it. To me, it's funny, okay, sure, but, you know, it's just like seeing it so much. And to me, there's a sacredness in having a day that we remind ourselves that our loved ones still exist, and that other cultures have their Day of the Dead. They have their day to remember that we are spirit first. And I just love that again, it's a time construct. We have a day to remember that our loved ones are actually with us. And then we can choose to remember them in time as they were, or we can remember them as they were and remember that they still are with us. But again, our perception of time may or may not work for us here. So perception, vibration are the keys to mastering time. Perception and vibration are the keys to mastering time. So maybe we could just take time to take a deep breath and remind ourselves that this moment could be going too fast or too slow or just right. I feel like I should bring the three bears in at this point. But my point is that in this moment right now, if we're truly present in this moment, that's where the magic is. And yet, it's still a construct, isn't it? It's a construct of how we think. And I know that when I connect with loved ones in the spirit world, it's a very different feeling about time than it is here. It's very, very interesting. So in time, so we have a past, and you know, many people have talked about you can rewrite your past. Well, some of us might say, why would we want to? We can re-perceive our past. And I do believe that there is power in perceiving the gifts that we've brought forth. I know myself, I've done a lot of growth and healing about the many things I've experienced. And I wouldn't want to change a thing, not the hard times. Why? Because they are a total of who I am, which can't be separated into a time construct. I am all of those things. I've been all of those things. We can, however, release the energy that holds us back. So if they pull us into the past and move us from the present, then yes, it would be important to release them. And I know when we come back from break, I'd love to talk about time. And if you feel so to call in and talk about something with me today, I'm here and I welcome you. So get yourself a Halloween treat, a glass of water, stretch your legs, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, talk, touch their hair. Details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones we carry with us every day. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susie G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm Cynthia Rose McCaw, and we're back, and we're talking about time and spirituality. And I think that time, I've got a bit of an echo. So time and spirituality, in a way, are one's antithesis of the other. Because time and our perception of time can take us out of a feeling of being in the flow, can't it? We don't have enough time, we're somehow out of the flow. And I know I pay a lot of attention to my vibration because vibration is everything. Can't figure out why I've got a bit of an echo here. So, here we are. That's better. I don't hear the echo now. Oh, I can still hear it. You don't hear the echo. I hear an echo. Okay. So, well, maybe this is just something else to pay attention to then. So, in this moment that I say it, there's a reverberation. There is a vibration that's being sent out with what I'm saying. And I think that brings us into how time and spirituality have intent behind them. I've always believed that intent is 50% of everything. So maybe how we intend and our intentions for time then affect how things happen. Let me just think for a moment. If you've ever had a day or a couple of days where it seemed like it's like slogging through, things are not flowing easily. There's problems. A lot of people talk about this when they're trying to get things forward when Mercury's retrograde, because Mercury retrograde is really a time for reflecting, not a time for beginning new things. It might be a time for completing things we've already begun, but it's certainly not a time to begin new things. Or is it? It's a time that has certain vibrations from the planets. And I do believe that the planets are putting out a vibration, but I also believe that how we perceive those vibrations, how we work with those vibrations, really do matter. And right now, our time is focused on completing things we've started, getting ready to have some reflection on where we're going to go when Mercury goes retrograde. Right now, it's like, where are we in terms of relationship with ourselves? What's working? What's time to keep, time to throw out? You know, as we go into the month of Scorpio, we're in the month of Scorpio, it's a month of rebirth. And it's a month of, you know, death and rebirth. Again, it's a time construct. Time. Time to let go of some things. Time to allow some new things to birth within us. And so I think that this fall also is a time of, where do we want to go next? What do we want to do next? And here I am. I'm coming to something that's been really important to me, is that it's a time to be more of a spiritual warrior and more to step into taking a stand. Where are you on the construct of where the world is right now? You know, this saying, there's a lot of negativity in the world right now. There's a lot of difficult things that are happening that so easily pulls our vibration down. It's upsetting. No doubt about it. And that negativity can be like a chain reaction. One brings another, brings another, brings another. And that is a vibration which is set in time. But, you know, my old singing teacher, who is masterful, used to say that although that was, you know, negativity could be, could connect like a chain, that also relaxation is contagious. Tension is contagious. So is relaxation. So really at this time, we're really called to, how are we going to use our vibration? Are we going to do it towards keeping things moving into a lighter place? And I guess if we have somebody in the room who's maybe not spreading kind words and is in what we might perceive as a negative vibration, are we going to join them there, or are we going to stay on the side of treating everyone else best we can? Because it's really time to make a choice. And with the last occurrence that's happened, with the last tragedy, it just made me so much more fierce about standing for what we might say, standing for oneness, standing together. It just makes me more and more strong within my convictions. I'm not going to allow myself to be pulled down. That's a lot of work. That means personal work, and that might mean looking at our perception of time and saying, okay, we're in this time right now, but what do we want for the future? I do believe that collectively we can all vision now, a better future now, envision it and be it and live it, and that will affect the outcome, like they say in physics. Absolutely true. There's been studies done where everybody focuses, I heard of in the last year, everybody focuses on a specific place in the world. I think this was in the book, The Power of Eight, and about having maybe ceasefire, or it was in war areas, and actually saw a positive outcome in this. And that is a lot of people coming together and focusing that way. The trouble is that our minds are so used to living in a continuum of time that is past, present, future. What's in front of us right now is what's happening, that our minds, we give the power away to that construct. And I say, don't give your power away to that construct. Is it easy? It can feel hard until we get the hang of it. And we have to remind ourselves from time to time that what's happening right now doesn't mean that it's going to continue happening. But how many of us have something happen and think, oh, when's the next one going to be? And what did we just do? We just put our focus on bringing another one. I don't want anyone out there to start feeling bad if they've our focus, our minds, our presence is so powerful beyond measure. Your presence, your spiritual presence, is so powerful. Don't look to someone else to give you that sense of you now have some power to make a change. You have that power, and what you do with it is really matters. So getting back to something I wanted, got off on a little tangent there, but when I connect with loved ones in the spirit world, what I find really interesting is that the concept of time doesn't seem to exist. Now, the reason I say that is that I might be all of a sudden talking, them describing somewhere where they grew up, and in the next moment, describing something that's happening with a loved one here on this side. They might even point a name as to where they're going. And it all seems to feel like the same thing. And they feel just as real. Perhaps sometimes there might be a memory in there of a building they lived in that no longer exists. Maybe it's been torn down, and they may describe it in detail, but it's not there anymore. They might describe their home, and some loved one can say, oh yeah, that was their home. But what if they describe something down the street, a building they went to and they loved, and it doesn't exist anymore? It's still there for them in their concept of time, which is happening all at once. I find that absolutely fascinating. So then, in connecting with loved ones, I almost feel like I have to let go of the concept of time as I try and figure out where they are in time. And sometimes loved ones have to understand where that is in time, because you've got the information, but where does it fit in time? And what's really more powerful is that love exists outside of time. They live where love lives. So if a loved one remembers good memories in a couple different spaces of time, then that's something they might bring forth. They sometimes bring me to a certain era too, which is so many memories around this time, which feels just as real and relevant, like it's happening now, as the time of what's happening with their loved ones now. It all feels together because that's where love is, and love itself is timeless. So I absolutely find that amazing. And our conditioning of time can get in the way of our spirituality, because our presence, our true presence, is timeless. We have no time when we exist, when we are just here. And I think it's important. I think our souls crave the feeling of just existing. And if we're busy, and we don't have a lot of time in our day to just do this, interesting how we can't talk about it without putting it in a construct, then, you know, 20 minutes a day, just 20 minutes a day to just focus on either a guided meditation that brings us into stillness, or just sitting in stillness and just being a witness to your thoughts with a focus on your breath is so powerful, because it brings you back into where your true power is. And that place is timeless, formless, but it's definitely not loveless. It just is. It just, that is the you that exists, that has always existed from the beginning of time. See, we can't talk about our existence without putting time in there. And so maybe that's part of why we need it here. We organize things here. But from the spirit side, there is no time. I can remember, you know, sometimes a loved one will say something to me like, in the spirit world, they're showing me doing this. And I love it when what that does is link them to that they are around their loved one and doing it with them. I love that. Or sometimes it links them to a loved one in the spirit world. They're doing something together, golfing with someone in the spirit world. I don't know if there's really golfing in the spirit world, do I? But it's not like that here. It is more telepathic in my experience. I can see it, feel it, think it, and it exists. I have no proof for that. I don't have the evidence, but that's what it seems like. And here, we need time because we have physical matter here. And we see our physical matter as being solid, which again is a time construct, because something is made and something breaks down. So that has a time construct again. And just take for a moment our beliefs about relaxation. I don't have any time to relax. Then we go through our day almost, we can go through our day with a sense of disconnection from ourselves, because we believe we have no time to connect. Or we can actually go mindfully through our day and connect our spirit to that busy schedule, and then time feels different. And I call that being in alignment, where we're living in the flow. And living in the flow, well, that's the way to go. That's what I say, living in the flow is the way to go. And how do we get to the place where we live in the flow? Well, it's individual for everyone, but there are some keynotes that I like to share about that. So maybe you can take a moment and think about also what changes your experience of time. Like for me, if I'm singing or playing music or doing anything like that, then time disappears. If I'm doing mediumship, time disappears. Though I'm in the flow and there is no time. And you may have certain things that you do that time shifts. I know somebody who loves to build, who loves to use their hands to create, and time disappears for them when they're doing that. Now, me personally, time would never disappear for me doing that because not something that I'm particularly good at. I'm not handy. So time would seem to take longer for me. You know, how many people feel like taxes take so long if you've done your taxes? Because maybe we don't like doing them, so they seem like they take longer. Again, shows how our perception of time can really be changed and help us or create more stress. So when we go on that little break, if you could just take a moment, stretch your legs or take a breath and think about, do you know what slows time for you? Do you know what speeds time up for you? And if we were to ask you, what is relaxing for you? How do those things intersect? And when we come back, we'll talk more about that and anything else that comes up. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about time. And when you think about it, when we talk about the universe, time is not the same in every place, is it? So days go faster or slower. I mean, when you think about it, today is Halloween, but it's already November 1st somewhere else. And it's not the same day all over the world. So we've created that. I got a happy birthday wish on Sunday, and it was Monday for the person where they were. So they were wishing me happy birthday, which might seem a day early, but it wasn't really a day early for them. They were right on time, which kind of makes me laugh about that too. So if we're talking about time, and we think about how to be more effective in our lives, then being aware of our vibration time can help us to be aware of our vibration, because if we are paying attention to the rhythm of our being, then we will know when we need to be a little speedier or a little slower, and that every person actually has a vibration. Some people, I know my vibration can go very, very slow. I can actually feel it in someone's hand, and I don't know how to explain that. Some people have a faster vibration, and for them that's relaxed, whereas for me that would be too fast. So everybody has a right vibration, and then we have an effect on that vibration by our environment around us. And being in harmony with that is being able to navigate our personal vibration with the vibration of what's going on in the world, and being able to align ourselves within that and how we vibrate to what's going on. And so that has something to do with aligning, and it does have to do with time, but it's a feeling, and I'm not sure if I can explain that any better than that, but maybe I could explain it like when you're feeling that really rushed feeling and you make a mistake, then perhaps you have let your vibration get a little bit out of balance and you made a mistake. Some people say they can't think if they're going too slow, and other people can't think when they're going too fast. So maybe that's a better way to explain it. So sometimes we find, like I find sometimes the internet and sometimes all the electricity, my vibration starts to get faster. And then I just have to take a breath, slow down. Sometimes petting a dog puts us right back in there, doesn't it? Oh, thank you. Okay, so we have a caller. Hello there.
Hello, from the greater reaches of the universe.
Well, hello. And who might I have here?
Commander Spock.
Commander Spock. And Spock, did you hear me talking about time?
Well, there is no such thing as time. That's a human construct.
There is no such thing as time. What do you have to say to us, Spock, about time?
Time is flexible.
Time is flexible. But how do feelings come into time?
Feeling is energy.
Feelings is energy.
Feeling is energy. Time is not energy. Everything is occurring all at the same point on the spectrum.
So,
future, the past, and the present are all happening concurrently. We just are in a reality,
Spock,
that requires us to see and to deal with one time reality right now. And yet, if we're energy, we could be in different places and in different points on the spectrum at the same right now. I could be in the past or in the future or in all three places. Just right now,
now
we have...
Could we talk, I was actually talking about this earlier, could we talk a little bit about the collective rule, or what's the Star Trek rule?
There really isn't a Star Trek rule as much as there is that time is flexible, you know, that we can see ourselves in different time frames, different realities, and it's all occurring.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, wasn't there a law of affecting others, or if we go to a civilization and interact with them?
Oh, sure. If you go back in time, you would impact everything that is occurring now. Just as right now, the decisions that we make, the choices that we make, affect the future.
And yet, the past and the future, and it never is. That's why today is a present, that's saying.
Right. And even if you were to go into the past and supposedly affect the future, that past is somebody else's present, another incarnation's present. So it's all happening now. So somebody, myself, in a prior reality, could be making a decision that is impacting what I am saying at this moment. So they may have affected.
Okay. And your AKA Spock. And what might your real name be?
Your husband.
So happy Halloween, everyone. And I can see that. So just a little note, Brendan is actually a spiritual healer and works in the healing modalities and teaches and works in that. So I always think about when we talk about time, when you work on people, do you feel things come up that might be in their past or happening now? And how did they feel the same? Can you just share that?
Oh, absolutely. I've worked with people. I can feel, I have felt things that were in the past, that they were holding. And it was very clear that what they were still carrying was energy of that past. But they had not.
As if it's happening right now.
Absolutely. That is still part of their core being. And they haven't released it. It could be grief. It could be anger. Mostly grief that I have encountered. Because it is as raw and vivid an emotion for them right now as it was when it occurred. That could have been a month ago. With one person, it was a dozen years ago. But that feeling was raw and there, and yet they didn't want to admit it. So,
I can see that.
For my life, the passing of Bill was in many ways raw at that moment, and 5 years later, there were still times that it was raw within my energy field. So it never really shifted. It shifted, but there were times when I felt that. There were times when I have seen people, and they're carrying that grief, and the only way that they can really, and I can feel that grief, when we were talking also distance. Where distance is also irrelevant when it comes, the two are linked, because I have felt grief from people who were not in front of me. They were 8,000 miles away, and I could still feel that energy trapped in their body. So even though,
and that brings me to a really, that's an interesting. Really interesting, because I've also felt that for people where when you go to make a connection with something, sometimes someone, it's not a recent passing, but the grief is palpable as if it is just today. It's so raw and fresh, and that just shows the power that we hold to release or keep. Our free will is that we can release grief or hold on to it, and we can't live in an alignable flow in our time construct if we're holding on to energy from the past.
Absolutely. And that is a great flow for what today is. Today is, as some people see it, the Day of the Dead occurring tomorrow, or, some hidden and the thinnest day where the veil is there. But it's a day where you are able to release, connect with the other side, but also release energy that is no longer relevant, that one is held. It's a day that society says, you can do this. Release that energy and be able to be in that moment where time does not exist. Like right at this moment, you can be not focused on yesterday and not focused on what you have to do an hour from now, but rather just here at a point where there is no time. It is just.
So let me ask you, we've just a few minutes left. Let me ask you, what do you personally do to find yourself in the flow besides having an energy practice or meditation? What gets you in the flow that you feel like time doesn't exist, or how do you lose time? Or can you just share? Because it might be different than mine.
Well, losing time or stepping out of time, maybe even finding a way for me to ground, within this dimension, this reality that we're in, is just grounding and being there. But mostly for me, it is connecting with animals. I can be with one of our cats, and all of a sudden, half hour has gone by, and yet I haven't even realized that it's a half hour. I am just there, so it's as if time has not even occurred. It's just, I'm just stepped in here, and it's time for me to get up. And I look at the clock, and it's 30 minutes has gone by, or 40 minutes has gone by, because I have just been in the presence of being.
Boy, we've got a terrible connection. It's really, really cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see if we can make it better here. But I've just been in that connection with that other person or that other being, and not even focused on just being focused in being with them. That could be my going to the zoo and just being with all the animals and just being there, and then suddenly realizing 2 hours later, I need to probably be going, and I think it's only been an hour, and it's been 2.5 hours. I haven't even really realized that I've just been in that flow. The time doesn't seem like it's even, there's been no shift in the time, no concern of loss. It's just, I've just connected maybe with the oneness. So it's, I think it's.
Well, I want to say, and speaking of time, I want to thank you for calling in, but I'm just going to talk to the listeners a couple of minutes. We've only got a couple of minutes for the show before
Absolutely.
We end. So thank you for calling in, Spock, aka Brendan, because thank you for that. Good to talk to you. And let this be a reminder for everyone that today is a day to play within our release. Today, have some fun. Push the boundaries of how you see yourself today. And take a moment to honor your loved ones. And I have to say, realize that who they are now is not who you know them in time. Because I will meet people that will remind me of who they were, but they don't exist that way anymore. You get the best of them because they've left some of the human construct and ego behind. So remember to say hello. But today is a day to remind you, but let me say you can connect with your loved ones every day. They are always around you. They're a thought away because time is just a human construct. It's our mental construct. So they can be in more than one place at the same time. and even sometimes bring evidence of that, of seeing that. I see what's going on with this loved one and that loved one. I just think that's beautiful. So remember your loved ones today. Remember to play. Remember to let yourselves out of the box of who you are, because today is a powerful time to release, as Brendan said, who you think yourself to be and bring in who you want to be. You are a spirit having a human existence, so please don't forget that. And remember that love is endless, timeless, and that's where your true power is. So take a moment to take a few breaths, and we'll see you next week, and we will have angels, spirit guides, and goddesses with Susan Gregg. So looking forward to interviewing. So this was my show for a while, and I look forward to connecting with you, CynthiaRoseMedium.com, or like my Facebook page, and let's connect. Okay, much love. Talk to you next week.